Questions for Charlie Schwartz. Charlie, the thing that in your discussion that I found most shocking was that COVID among the nursing staff was only 6%, and that their use of masks and hand washing in the context of what must have been unbelievable viral loads. Leads to two questions. One is, to what extent do we still believe that viral load thesis as being the cause of the disease? And second is how careful were these nurses with masks and washing their hands that it was sufficient so that 94% of them never got sick?
So I think that we were all surprised. I think you're right. It's a remarkable number. Obviously, these are trained medical personnel, and they know how to wear a mask properly, and they were extremely diligent with washing their hands and using Purell when they were touching patients, door handles in the ICU, everything, computer screens, keyboards. So this is a trained group, but still, masks really seem to work. I mean, I think the Europeans sort of had it right. They had it right before us. I wear a mask to protect you. You wear a mask to protect me. Mask also decreases the chance of your touching your own face and contaminating yourself.
If you were outside and having a meeting with a group of people, with or without masks, is that safe? Do you find the great outdoors one of the great precautionary places?
So there's no doubt that inside versus outside is, there's a world of difference, okay? Being inside in close quarters with the ventilation that we all have read about certainly increases the risk of aeration of the virus, the viral particles being spread across rooms, someone coughing, sneezing. Being outside certainly decreases your risk.
Would you go to a University of Michigan football game with 100,000 fans?
Okay, well, I don't think that's going to... there's a plan where there's, 20 or 25,000 fans at the Michigan games. Not quite sure if that's going to be the plan, but that is a plan that's being discussed. So there's no way that there are going to be 110,000 fans at Michigan Stadium. Say if there's 20,000 fans, would I go there and wear a mask? Personally, I don't think so.
Why not?
I think that amount of density is a high-risk situation.
Okay.
The September 1st is a ways away, and we'll see how much virus there is in this region. I'm not going to rule it out.
And you said you had 100 or 200 patients for COVID in either the ICU or in parts of your hospital, and then earlier in the week there were none. What happened? Why did this population go from being so densely sick to so sparsely infected?
So that's, as we discussed last week, that's where we talked about the War of the Worlds. It was incredible how the virus seemingly disappeared rather quickly. Obviously, we stayed home here in Michigan. Places that did well have been had an engaged public. There's no doubt about it. We know that density, multi-generational living, those are high-risk scenarios. But social distancing seemed to have worked. I guarantee you that masks work. Perhaps it was the warmer weather, although that's very questionable. But the virus really decreased rather quickly. I don't think anyone really knows. It's